Listen now to the Word of God from the Gospel of John. As he passed along, he saw a man who had been blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, for whose sin, for his own or for his parents, was he born blind?" Jesus replied, "Neither for his own sin nor for his parents. It was to let the work of God be illustrated in him. While daylight lasts, we must be busy with the work of him who sent me. Night comes when no one can do any work. When I am in the world, I am the light for the world." With these words, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, which he smeared on the man's eyes, saying, "Go and wash them in the pool of Siloam," Siloam meaning sent. So off he went and washed them, and he went home seeing. Whereupon the neighbors and those to whom he had been a familiar sight as a beggar said, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is." Others said, "No, but it is one like him." He said, "I am the man." So they asked him, "How were your eyes opened?" He replied, "The man they called Jesus made some clay and smeared my eyes with it and told me, 'Go and wash them in Siloam.' So I went and washed them, and I got my sight." "Where is he?" they asked. He answered, "I don't know." They brought him before the Pharisees, this man who had once been blind. As it was on the Sabbath day that Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes, the Pharisees asked him again how he regained his sight, and he told them, "He smeared some clay in my eyes, and I washed them, and now I can see." Then said some of the Pharisees, "This man is not from God. He does not keep the Sabbath." Others said, "How can a sinner perform such signs?" They were divided on this, so they asked the blind man once more, "What do you have to say about him, you whose eyes he has opened?" The man replied, "I say he is a prophet." The Jews would not believe that he had been born blind and that he had regained his sight, till they summoned the parents of the man who had regained his sight, asking them, "Is this your son, the son you declare was born blind? How is it that he can see now?" His parents answered, "This is our son, and he was born blind, we know that. But how he can see today, we do not know, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask himself, he's of age, he can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. The Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed him to be the Christ should be excommunicated. That was why the man's parents said, "He is of age, ask himself." So the man born blind was summoned a second time and told, "Now, give God the praise. This man we know quite well is only a sinner." To which he replied, "I do not know if he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that once I was blind, and now I can see." "What did he do to you?" they repeated. "How did he open your eyes?" He retorted, "I've told you that already, and you would not listen to me. Why do you want to hear it over again? Do you want to be disciples of his?" Then they stormed at him, "You are his disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this fellow comes from." The man replied to them, "Well, this is amazing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he's opened my eyes. God, we know, does not listen to sinners. He listens to anyone who is devout and who obeys his will. It is unheard of since the world began that anyone should open a blind man's eyes. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They retorted, "And so you would teach us, you born in utter depravity." Then they expelled him. Jesus heard that they had expelled him, and on meeting him he said, "You believe in the Son of Man?" "Who is that, sir?" said the man. "Tell me that I may believe in him." "You have seen him," Jesus said. "He is talking to you." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and he worshipped him. Then said Jesus, "It is for judgment that I have come into this world, to make the sightless see, to make the seeing blind." On hearing this, the Pharisees who were beside him asked, "And are we blind?" Jesus replied, "If you were blind, you would not be guilty. But as it is, you claim to have sight, and so your sin remains." You've been listening to the Word of God from the Gospel of John.